back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking today with our city officials. Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler joining us here. Again, the City Commission has a 7 o'clock legislative meeting tonight. Let's go over some of the consent agenda items here tonight. And one of the big ones is has to do with Metal Arc Hills tonight.
Yeah, so Metal Arc, we had industrial revenue bonds on the general agenda for a senior care facility. We've had a long history with Metal Arc in issuing industrial revenue bonds for some of their improvements. Essentially, they're reorganizing and refinancing some of their existing bonds and putting a little additional capacity on it for some improvements that they have planned there. So it's combining some previous bond issues into I think that amounts about $48 million. And so they're adding a couple million onto that to give them some capacity to do some additional improvements. But it's a relationship that we've had with them over the past couple of decades that have provided for utilization of industrial revenue bonds for the Metal Arc campus and some of the improvements that they have there. So this is final reading of those approved bonds.
Real quick, we have a phone call here to In Focus, so let's get back to the lines. And Paul joins us here this morning. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Beautiful day in the city. I don't know if the mayor or the city manager recall this, but some years back it was proposed to take away all the zoning, and i.e. you just made a couple of points out of the up at Colbert Hills. When you take all the zoning away, I don't think you would build a McDonald's in the middle of Colbert Hills, but we're going to put a rest home up there. And those people that have paid millions of dollars for those houses, do you think that's appropriate? The next thing is, you were mentioning one other thing that is a conflict. I don't recall it right off the top of my head, but there's several things. If you have no zoning, the highest and best value and use for the land will be done. And it's not going to mess anything up. What it's going to do, it's going to eliminate a lot of meetings, a lot of discussion, a lot of hard feelings. And I wouldn't build a 12-plex in downtown. I wouldn't build a 12-plex in Aggieville. However, it's being done. We've got so much housing, so much commercial, for rent, for sale, for whatever. If you drive around, just drive around and keep an eye out. We are overbuilt in many facets. So you might consider that, and you wouldn't have to have a planning board, and you wouldn't have to have this, that, and the other. So I'll wait for your comments and listen off air. Thank you all very kindly. You're doing a powerful job. Thank you.
Appreciate those comments. You know, it's it is interesting that you know, just I'll start out where the caller started was at Grand Mirror on the, again, these are not a large senior living component. They're kind of a small intermediary mix, kind of a new product for that particular area. The Grand Mirror Master Plan did call for senior living. Actually, it was a little bit further north of there, but their master plan did lay out and had a plan for a much larger senior living unit component. And so that was why there was a lot of discussion about whether or not these particular proposed ones fit in that area. And that's why you had this kind of rezoning process. So those zoning standards, if you will, really guide the staff and the community and the neighborhood, because there is an expectation if you're going to buy and invest in a property that you expect, you can't guarantee that it's not going to change, but you have some kind of indication that you know, if you're building in a single family residential area or investing in that it's going to continue to be that for the most part. You might have some changes aside from that, and it's important to look at the comprehensive plan, which the planning board will look at annually this week at their planning board meeting, which is Thursday night as opposed to yesterday, which was a holiday. So those zoning components are an important piece of it. And while I don't disagree that, you know, highest and best use might be a methodology, you know, it doesn't speak to owner expectation as to, you know, why did they invest in this particular property? And for some aspect, it's to protect their own investment in the property that they're purchasing, but also, you know, just their quality of life and what their expectations are for their neighborhood and their surroundings. So that's really, you know, some of the history of those zoning standards.
All right. Thank you for that. And again, continuing on here with the consent agenda, there's some other details here, including item E has to do with no parking at any time signs. And does this have to do with construction over there?
So we just did reconstruct Breathe Avenue, basically from Anderson all the way to Dickens. And so as part of that process, we did hear from some of the neighbors there and some of the other, we looked at some of the accident history on both the Claflin intersection with Wreath and the Dickens intersection with Wreath. And most of that accident history was showing some obscured traffic. So this is to reduce the parking on the south leg of Wreath on the east side so that you can see those vehicles coming. And now that the road surface isn't as rough, they might be coming a little faster than they were before because there's a nice, full, new, smooth street there. So, but we're trying to address some of the accident history there. And certainly we've indicated and visited with and noticed the neighbors that were planning to take a little bit more parking off of that south leg on the east side than has been the case in the past, mainly to address some of the accidents that have occurred over the years at both those intersections. So that's the primary driver there is some of the accident history. And the good news about that is that we can adjust that as time goes by and see if that fit the problem or not, or if we have to do some other kind of calming devices. Neither one of the intersections met the test for a four-way traffic stop. So that was part of the evaluation that was done based on some of those complaints as well. Some of the other items on the consent agenda there is we do have a recommendation coming forward from the selection committee for a housing market analysis and policy strategy study group. So recommending a firm out of St. Louis called Development Strategies. There were about, I believe, 8 submittals that were reviewed, and I think there were three or four that were interviewed by the selection committee, and they're recommending this group to move forward with and get that housing study underway, which obviously we put on hold. We were at this stage last year, but the RFPs were on the street when we pulled them because of COVID, because we didn't think it would be good to do this study in the middle of a pandemic. So resurrecting that, I think it'll provide some very valuable information going forward for the community. We also have a request for City Commission to approve a request for proposals to solicit consultants for a pay and compensation study. That might include also overhauling our employee evaluation system. So that's called a total rewards study, and we've set some funds aside to be able to implement to begin this study. It'll take quite a while to do this as well, but we're looking forward for the results on that. Our organizational excellence initiative for our folks, we know we're behind that, and it's long overdue, so we're hoping to move that forward. We also had some a bid award for the City Park Clarenberg Trail. This is kind of it's a 2019 project and community development block grant funds that is going to, we have the Clarenberg Trail and the trail around City Park. Most places we've been able to increase it to at least 8 feet, except along 11th Street. And so it kind of repositions that new 8-foot trail along that east side, and we did get favorable bids on that. The engineer's estimate was about $246,000, and the low bid by T&M Concrete was $193,584. So we're recommending the commission proceed with that bid award as well.
Might ask you real quick here, Bob. We got just a couple minutes. How construction is proceeding on a couple of locations here in town? We know about the Casey's coming here to Manhattan, and then maybe if you give us an update on Brahms, if you've got any word on that yet.
Unfortunately, I don't have any updates on either one of those projects. I believe the Casey's plans have been submitted, but. I don't know. I know Brahms was impacted by COVID. They're scheduled for building some of their planned stores. So I don't know where we are in that process right now, but maybe next time I can get an update on both of those. But I'm pretty sure we've got plans in for the Casey's.
Gotcha. And then Eisenhower, that facility getting ready to open here pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, I think construction's moving along well. Obviously, a component of that project that we didn't have at Anthony is the extension of Kirkwood Drive along the west side of the Anthony Middle, or excuse me, the Eisenhower Recreation Center, as well as the Eisenhower Middle School there, which will create a really much better and safer access to Marlette and then subsequently to Tuttle Creek Boulevard with the full signalized intersection there. So both from a pedestrian standpoint and from a traffic standpoint, we think that will really help that area immensely. That's all gone very well, and they're doing the finishing touches to Eisenhower, and we look forward to it opening up, I believe in early August is what we're shooting for. I think we get it delivered to us at the end of the of July, and then we've got to put the furnishing in and get it ready for opening in August.
All right. And Mayor Butler, I know you've talked over the weekend about some Northview residents not happy that there was no kitchen included in that project. You want to just briefly touch on that?
Yeah, that's unfortunate. We had some discussion at the last commission meeting about that. But essentially, those were designed as recreation centers, not community centers. And the Northview group was calling it a community center. Well, it's a recreation center. And the steering committee, made the decision to put concession areas in there, not full-size kitchens. And there is a room that can be used. But it just seemed like the mission of that group, worrying about food insecurity, just does not fit with the Parks and Rec mission. And we got to figure out how to resolve that. I don't have an answer for that right now, but it just does not align, and that's what the real issue is.
All right. Well, we'll hopefully hear more about that here in the future. We're out of time. Thank you guys so much, and we'll look forward to the City Commission meeting tonight at 7 o'clock.
Thanks, Brandon.
That's going to wrap up our show here for today. Coming up tomorrow, USD 383 and the Manhattan Fire Department.